there's two proposals now before us in the council here. Sinn Féin has proposed that we reduce the tax by 15%. The independents of Nicholas Crossan and Niamh Kennedy have proposed that we keep it the same. What I've asked in the Fianna Fáil party is that if they demonstrate to us what services they propose to cut, then we'll look at it. But I think at the same time our hands is tied. The discretionary spend is very, very limited at the moment. It's going to affect our community groups. It's going to affect tidy towns. It's going to affect street cleaning. It's going to, I suppose, affect the basic services that we expect of Donegal County Council. Are we going to have to make people redundant in the council? These are the situations that you're faced with at the moment. But I think at the end of the day, it's the government's responsibility. They introduced a local property tax, which they at the time told people this would benefit their local services. That is not the case. The fund that we would have got was 23 million last year in our local government fund. It's not sufficient for a county like Donegal. We don't have a rail service. We have 26,000 kilometres of roads in Donegal. The roads are deteriorating at the moment. We're not getting enough of a capital investment into Donegal. We need to be getting more capital investment. This government has not been kind to Donegal with the Garage capital investment in the last number of years. All the staff that we have in the council here find themselves with not enough work to do and not enough money to do it. So as a council today, we find ourselves in a very, very difficult situation because the basic services that people expect of us as a council are today in a very, very serious situation. The property tax, I've always believed, was wrong because it should be always based on people's ability to pay. That wasn't the case. At the same time, we find the whole scenario of Irish Water. So councils here, and indeed senior management today, find themselves in a very difficult situation because we lifted in Donegal 8.8 million in local property tax. The local government fund is 23. There is a deficit there of 17 million, which the government at this stage indicated that that's what they'll be funding us. So the basic services of Donegal County Council today are in a very difficult situation. To maintain the roads, to maintain the libraries, to maintain the basic services that we expect. So I think it's a very difficult decision for us, but I think it's one that our hands are tied to some respect.
Is it a case that Donegal County Council can't afford to lose any more services, and a 15% cut in the property tax, it's just too big of a gamble to take?
Yeah, well, we haven't enough services at the moment, never mind lose any services. I mean, we don't have enough manpower out on the roads, for example. We have people temporarily employed by the council that needs to be on a full-time basis, so we need to be more innovative. So if the government is serious about Donegal, they need to be giving us more money to invest in our roads. We need to be given, the embargo needs to be lifted to allow us to employ more staff to get our infrastructure upgraded, because there's some bad need of that. So I think we need to be taken serious at a national level, but at a council level we have very little room for manoeuvre here. In fact, we have no room for manoeuvre here today. Our hands are tied.
Suppose the Taoiseach's in the news headlines at the minute. They're saying that he's trying to raise the profile of Fine Gael in the news with promoting John McNulty as a senator. Suppose if he wants to promote Fine Gael in Donegal, then invest more money.
Well, I would say if the Taoiseach wants to be serious about the Fine Gael party in Donegal, I think there's loads of projects in Donegal, because in the last stimulus package that this government announced, Donegal was not mentioned at all, good, bad or indifferent. So if the Taoiseach has a soft spot for Donegal, then demonstrate to us in money that he has, because we need it badly. Our roads are fastly deteriorating. The A5 project, which was committed to, again, we had many of election promises from this government that they've run away from.